In the season of dog mushing, skiing, and ice hockey, Homer has its own tradition of friendly wintertime competition, racing cars around a frozen lake. KBBI's Aaron Selvig has the story.
To say ice racing on Beluga Lake is a Homer tradition would be an understatement. The winter Sundays spent revving engines, speeding behemoth automotive monstrosities around an oval of ice, and filling the chilled winter air with man-made thunder is, well, an institution so old nobody is exactly sure how old it is. At least 55 years, say the old-timers who have been at this peculiar and expensive hobby for years. Last Sunday, on a beautiful sun-drenched afternoon on a frozen lake, the 2010 season of the Homer Ice Racing Association began. Stacy Murphy, who drives a fearsome black modified car known as the Ice Angel, didn't have as good a luck. In her second race of the day, Murphy blew her motor.
I came out of turn four and it was gone. Phil said that white smoke billowed out the back, nobody could see me, and I thought I lost a driveline, but realized then there was no power and it just made awful noises and it was done.
These drivers, many of whom race with their families, are competitive, but they're also a tight-knit bunch. Back in the pit area after her engine blew, Murphy had several of her rivals offer her a replacement. She plans to have the Ice Angel back in action next week. Back at the starting line, it's time for the pitman race, where crew members get their turn behind the wheel. After a warm-up lap around the oval, they're off. After seven laps around the track, Mike Bailey crosses the finish line first. For the first day of racing, Bailey says he's pretty happy with how his car is running.
Tip top, great way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
The car is set up pretty good. Just good luck, good brakes.
There's one stock car, however, actually a 1979 Toyota truck, that's not doing so hot. Lagging in last place, struggling to maintain traction on the slippery surface. The truck is rusty and doesn't appear to be sponsored by any local businesses. It has a lucky number 13 spray painted in white on its doors. The owners turn out to be a trio of Anchor Point gearheads, Greg Murray, Bob Picard, and Kyle Martin, who have wanted for years to get involved in ice racing and were finally able to get in on the fun this year. The truck, says Murray, has a few small problems that need to be ironed out.
It's doing okay. It's hard to compete with the front-wheel drive cars, but we're going to get a little better traction in the rear, maybe some more weight. If we can hook up on the corners around the back corners, we'll be able to keep up with them.
Like most of the other cars, says Picard, the Toyota pickup has a name for good luck.
Well, I think we call it the Anchor Clanker.
Anchor Clunker.
You know, Obama's Clunkers? This is one of Obama's Clunkers. He wouldn't give us $4,500 for it, though.
Yeah.
We'd take it.
Newcomers and old-timers alike seem to be having a blast racing their clunkers on the lake. Murphy says Sunday's first official races sent the 2010 ice racing season off in style.
It looks like it was a really great day. There was some really aggressive driving today.
As the afternoon winds down and the sun begins to dip toward the horizon, the 30 or so gathered Homer ice racing fans, huddled in their own vehicles to ward off the cold, show their appreciation for the show. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selvig.